The reason I asked about the goose grounder is that someone told me that he had to chase down geese when a rainstorm like that would come, because literally they would stand.
The little goslings.
And let the rain, apparently keep the beaks up and let it so that the rain would run down their backs and literally drown in heavy storm. Where did the animals graze?
On the pasture.
The mother hen, what did you call her? She's an old...
The old setting hen.
Setting hen. And did you ever hear her called a broody hen?
No, we referred to them as the setting hen.
Setting hen. And the time of day when you fed the animals, is that chore time or?
It never was referred to as a chore time. I didn't learn that word until I was grown. There were chores to be done. We just had our night work to do.
Oh, I see.
Get out and do your night work. Oh, that meant getting the animals fed and milked and everything facing up and buckled down for the night.
How did you refer to the animals? Would you use the word animal, or I wonder, did you call them?
The stock.
Stock?
Mm-hmm. Get the stock fed. That was meaning all of your livestock.
How about the chickens and geese and turkeys and ducks?
Well, they were the turkeys, chickens, and ducks.
Yeah, you didn't have
they were not
fowl,
referred to as fowl.
How did you, as a girl, how would you pronounce the plural of trough? Each mule had his own trough, you say, but how would you refer to all of them? Say you have, seven or more than that.
The trough in which they fed?
Yes.
It was just referred to the feed trough.
In the plural, what would that be?
I don't think I ever used it plural.
Just all the trough?
Uh-huh.
I see.
Put it in the feed trough.
Trough is a...
Sort of pronounced like T-R-O-F-F, trough. Put it in the feed trough.
I see. That meant all of them.
That meant all of them.
I see. And what do you remember about the different kinds of animals, the male, the female, and so on, about let's start with the hogs.
They were just referred to as hogs and pigs, and I do remember the word gilt, which meant a young female.
Did you remember the term barrow?
No, that term was never used.
Did you ever use the term boar?
Well, I think that my papa would, but that word was never mentioned in front of the girls in the house.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it would never have been mentioned in front of us, and the male hog was never referred to.
Not in the
presence of the children.
How about the male of the horse and
the
cattle?
Now we had cattle. Now we had mules that we used for working, and there were mules were just mules. I never heard one referred to as a male or female. And then the cattle, the milk cows were cows, the young females were heifers, and the word bull was not used in front of us, the children, other girls.
And the horse, stallion, or stud?
No, I never heard them use that word.
What do they use now?
Well, now it's a stallion or stud horse, but still a lot of people in the area refer to them as a male.
Is that right?
They still do.